This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Lee is continuing to move in the direction of New England and Atlantic Canada. They're watching for heavy rain and coastal flooding Friday night and Saturday. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Some businesses are being closed in Bermuda because of Hurricane Lee, which has also prompted hurricane watches as far as Maine and Canada. The outer bands of Hurricane Lee are lashing Bermuda, even though the storm's passing well west of the island. Dr. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says it's a very large storm.
Tropical storm force winds more than 250 miles away from the center of the storm.
Bermuda's government is closing schools, banks, and even its airport for the day, expected to reopen Friday. And the hurricane's expected journey north, growing in size, has prompted a hurricane watch for eastern Maine and warnings for much of New England. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Derna, Libya, where more than 5,000 people are known dead after those devastating floods, the city has buried thousands of people in mass graves. A federal judge again says DACA is illegal.
U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon agreed with Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program. However, the judge did not order an immediate end to the program and its protections it offers recipients. The new ruling is ultimately expected to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's time for a new generation of leaders. He says he will not run for re-election in 2024. He is 76 years old and pointed out that he would be in his mid-80s at the end of another six-year Senate term. Gas is $3.85 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to Russia, North Korea, and that meeting between those two nations' leaders that the U.S. kept a close eye on.
The U.S. says there will be repercussions if North Korea helps Russia in Ukraine. Kim Jong-un told Vladimir Putin North Korean support is full and unconditional for Russia's just fight in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea needs to meet its public commitments.
No nation on the planet, nobody, should be helping Mr. Putin kill innocent Ukrainians.
Kirby says if they decide to move forward with some sort of arms deal, the U.S. will deal with it appropriately.
But certainly any arrangement that would improve North Korea's military capabilities would be of significant concern to us.
Either buying arms from or providing rocket technology to North Korea would violate international sanctions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.